This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. It says there, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange was happening to you." End of quote. Living in this world every day requires a lasting and enduring hope. We hear the saying, think positively. Certainly, it is a good idea to avoid negative thinking. However, you and I need more than just positive thinking, because you can think positively and still arrive at hopelessness in your life. Just a positive mindset would not be the answer to the issues, heartaches, and problems we all face here. We need something to look forward, and that something must be real and completely trustworthy, and that something must give a happy ending and a joy-filled future. When the Bible says put your hope in God, the reason is God has something praiseworthy, joy-filled, to look forward with no shadow of a doubt for His children. Through all your issues, heartaches, and problems, God is preparing you for His cause. Besides, He is preparing you for a wonderful and glorious future in heaven with Him forever. This is what our insight reminds us of today. Listen, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange was happening to you." End of quote. You see, life has thrown something bad at you unexpectedly, and you think, man, something strange happening to me. And you think that your world has collapsed on you. However, the Bible says, do not be surprised when bad things happen. It may be a surprise and strange matter to you. However, it was not a surprise to God. It is meant to be tested on you. You may not like the test, but God gives tests like school children gets tests in school. God allows testing to see if you would pass that test. Students know a test is required to get promoted to the next grade, don't they? God tests you to prepare you for Him and joy-filled eternity with Him. Therefore, nothing should surprise you if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. It is easy to say than to put it in practice, I know. Remember, first of all, you are in God's hand, safe and secure. Your future is safe and secure. Second of all, what is going to last forever is not the fiery ordeal you face now, but your joy and glory with Him forever and ever. Amid all the fiery ordeals, it is not the positive thinking that is going to get you through. It is the unshakable hope in the Lord and His promises. Verse 13 says to rejoice when you participate in such God-approved sufferings. Why? Strange as it sounds like, however, when you come out of the test victoriously, the Bible says you would be joy-filled and overjoyed at the shining greatness of the power and glory of God. You would see God at His greatest shining and glory and power, provided you stay faithful to Him. Is it possible to rejoice? It is possible if you have the assurance of that result that Bible promises. Beloved, your issues prepare you to see God's shining glory and greatness in a brand new fashion. Besides, your testing or trials will prove your faith and hope in Him is genuine and not fake. Some people are inclined to throw away their precious faith in the Lord even at the outset of fiery tests. That shows their faith in the Lord was not genuine. If your faith and trust in the Lord are genuine, you would come out of it purified like gold. And when your faith stays strong through your trials, not only you will be overwhelmed with the joy of God's great greatness and glory, but also you will receive much praise, glory, and honor. Both of these two things happened at the fiery testings and trials of Joseph and Daniel when they faced tests and trial in their life. the enduring hope that pulls you through, is the truth that God gets you ready for the next grade in your faith life. To see His shining greatness and glory and power, and then to receive praise and glory, eternity with Him, and future wonderful rewards. Now, do you think tests and trials could very well be a matter of rejoicing? Pray after me. Father in heaven, if you sovereignly handpicked, custom-made my tests and trials, I do not need to be surprised and feel weighed down. Help me pass the test victoriously with your help and power. I now lean on you, Lord, for your grace, love, help, and deliverance. I look and wait upon you until this fiery test run its full course on me. I know I am safe in your loving and all-powerful hand. May I live by faith and not by sight in these times. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.